Our world is full of things that are hard to explain. Things that frighten us and cause us to doubt our safety. It might happen less and less often in this connected, modern culture of ours, but it's still part of our legacy. People have always seen things that are hard to believe. Sometimes, though, people see what they want to see rather than reality. The challenge lies in distinguishing between the two. Fact or fiction, truth or lie, figment of the imagination, or something more. But when dozens of people manage to see the same strange thing, our clarity is a way of falling apart. I'm Aaron Mankey, and this is
Tipsy Theology.
All right, here we are, another episode of the Tipsy Theology Podcast, and we got some guests on the show today. Paul, do you want to introduce them?
Dude, it's packed in here right now. Yeah, so we have two guests. One of them, both of them I know. One of them I've known for a little bit longer. So first is my sister, Susan. Why don't you wave? That's my sister. The other one is Jillian DePofi.
Oh.
So we've got them on to talk about folklore and cryptids and fun stuff.
Yes.
The stuff I so do that... not get at all. All right, go ahead.
Well, you're gonna.
Yeah.
You're gonna be such an expert.
So. Oh, I hope so.
Don't worry, please. I just went on Wikipedia and hit print, so.
Watch it.
Honestly, there's some good. You have a printer, that's impressive. So yeah, so we're going to be talking about a lot of that stuff. That's something that I'm interested in, but like as a casual observer, and you guys are very interested in.
Just a little bit.
As in like, let's go hiking at night to find UFOs.
They don't find, we find, they find us.
But anyway, on top of us having like the most guests we've ever had, and Trey and I both being on here, they wanted like the fanciest shots known to man too. They're not that fancy.
No.
All it took is a little me to make them beforehand, and I pre-made them to save some time. And they just look like urine samples.
So that's what you want your pee to look like, and that's what you don't.
I don't think
no,
you want to look like either.
Pee right there.
Cloudy. Oh,
that is very dehydrated.
I mean, that's not my, no.
Uh-oh.
Cut that.
Uh-oh. So I'm going to pour some shots. Wait, so
wait,
tell me
so
about...
y'all are doing fancy shots? Because
yeah,
I
so
got...
the first one... Talk
I have
about...
Malibu.
Nice.
Wow. Is that fancy bad. Enough?
Dude, that sounds
yeah, I would
fancy.
Say so.
I'd say.
So the first one we have is green tea.
Green tea shot, not just...
Green tea shot, yes. Ooh. Not like the... Not the tea.
Oh, yeah, y'all kept no, saying y'all were doing green tea shots, and I was like, what alcohol is in there?
Have you not heard about that one?
Jameson. No, I've never heard
dude,
of
it. Dude, it's good. It's a Jameson, boy.
Jill's getting
wait,
PTSD.
It's Jameson and green tea?
No. So it's no green tea in it. So it's Jameson, peach schnapps, lemon, and then... Oh, give it back. Give it back. I forgot the club soda.
Oh. Club
it's embarrassing.
Soda?
You need a little bit of bubbly, boys.
Maybe not over the...
Yeah, we take risks on this show. Oh, that was a lot. So there's yeah. a lot in there. But anyway,
it smells good.
You got some Malibu? We got good. Some green tea.
I got Malibu,
that's
yeah.
Not...
So no
that's
green
the opposite
tea though.
Of what
that's
you typically want green
that's
tea.
That's so
for.
Misleading. That's extremely
oh,
misleading.
I don't know why they did it, but they did. But anyway, cheers.
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 Cheers to you, boy.
That was really good.
Isn't that good?
Good job.
Wow.
Thank you. We got a little extra too.
Oh, so you can nurse that.
If I start getting a little nervous, just squirt, like hibachi.
Well, yeah, for the tequila, which is the next one we have. If you want to so. Double up on it, you're welcome to.
Did anyone else black out?
But also, we're not cowards here, so.
Oh, I'm so brave.
Did anyone else black out? But yeah, so for the second one, we've got the old reposado.
No way.
I can't not say it that
way. No way.
Oh, are you serious? Yes.
Look at this. Yes.
Wait, no way. No.
We finally buddied
it's
up.
Meant to be. Wow. Yes.
Without a plan. But so, with you guys, so tell me about the, tell me about the old cryptids. So what got you guys into that, interested in that?
Well, I can go first. Yeah. So my mom was very obsessed with the X-Files. That's why my name is spelled with a G and not a J. But I don't know, just like watching that. And then I think as I got older, I was like checking out books from the library and I was like, wow, this is like super interesting. And I really don't know. Yeah, probably that and watching Signs as a kid. Yeah.
I was like, watching wow. Signs. I think probably the same, only I would say I was more scared to research it when I was younger just because of this kind of, I mean, lore is interesting and intriguing, but ominous, and the fact that it's kind of, it can feel dark.
Yeah.
But I think there was this overall, like, don't look into those things. Don't, like, do that. It's wrong. But I definitely think there's a fine line there.
Yeah, and I think even with this whole topic, there seems like there's like a double-sided to it. One side that delves into more of the supernatural, and the other side that's just kind of fun and whimsical, shall we say. Yeah, exactly.
I think for the most part, most people, I don't know if you listen to podcasts, but most people... When
wow.
It's like this new thing.
Kind of a trendsetter.
Yeah,
but
most people, when they talk about them, regardless if they're religious or not,
yeah,
do give credence to the fact that there is something supernatural, not necessarily like God, but like there's something obviously not natural. There's something extra about them.
Mm.
Like it's not just, Bigfoot's not just like an ape. Dogman's not just a dog. There's something extra about them that.
Yeah.
It's not normal.
It's a little weird. And it seems like there's different levels of them too, but we'll talk more about that. We gotta.
Oh God.
Wait, where's the lime? Where's the salt? What the heck?
Oh, we don't do that.
This episode is over. Cheers. So I like it a lot. But...
Man, there's just something about tequila that.
Do you need a chaser of the?
Yeah. No.
Well, anyway, the last one's a lemon drop, which you also requested. I've never had this before. I've never made it before. So we're going to see what happens here.
But did you bring the sugar to lick, though?
Of course.
Of course not.
Did you?
I actually did. Oh. I just have a bag of sugar. But,
oh,
so,
but no salt. Okay.
So Trey and I, as everyone knows, is not like, we're not huge vodka people. For me, I'm like, I want to be, but it's speaking of the X-Files.
I want to believe.
I want to believe that it's good. But anyway, so I went because I realized I needed to buy some vodka, and I was like,
I love it.
Oh, look at this. Hold it on the nice camera so they can see.
We do believe now because we have an actual alien head.
Is anyone else seeing
and
this?
Actually, is that a, well, that would be about anatomically correct.
Yeah. They're three to 4 feet. Yeah.
Aw.
Oh, that's awesome.
Does it go on the dog?
Is it a, it's a biblical alien. Oh.
Wait, how come?
Say more.
It's a joke. There's this whole thing about biblical angels and how they have all these eyes and they don't look like what you see on TV.
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah.
So I saw the one.
Yeah, it's like angels in art, and it's like the Bible is like horrifying.
I saw the one. It's a guy with like a realistic depiction of an angel. He's like, "Do not fear." He's like, "To be honest, sir, this is the scariest moment of my entire life."
But if you're not supposed to fear that.
Yeah,
how much scarier are these?
Should you fear? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, should we talk about how you guys feel about?
Yeah, I do. So I'll let Trey go first since he's probably the like contrarian to the whole idea.
Hey, don't be scared, man. It's okay.
Well, it depends on
what
like,
is behind
if
you.
Is she asking me that?
There was just a
picture
there. You didn't see.
Oh, I saw. Is there someone with you or?
It's my shadow. Don't even try that.
It's weird.
Don't even try
I'm just going to hike my legs up really quick.
You already got him with that one.
The full body.
Sorry, go ahead.
All right, so I need some more, like, definition. What are we talking about here? Are we talking about supernatural things? Are we talking about aliens? Are we talking about Bigfoot? Like, those are three different categories to me.
In, sure. Well, but in the same way, they're not. So, I mean, we can separate if you want. So if you want to specifically talk about how you feel about aliens, how you feel about cryptids, like Dogman, Skunk Ape, Bigfoot, like all that. Or if you want to talk about ghosts, how you feel about any of those. So obviously you're separating them.
Yeah, yeah. If aliens are real, that'd be dope. That's all I have to say about that. I mean, aliens are not restricted by my theological framework. So if they're real, they're real. And I ain't got nothing to say about that.
But our cryptids
But when it comes to, like, supernatural things, well, that I feel like if those were real, I think there would be better evidence because there's no way they're hiding that good. Like,
so can I actually bring up something interesting that I learned recently?
How would you know if they're hiding that good?
So let me bring this up because I actually just learned this yesterday. And you can correct me if I'm wrong. But so there's six categories of cryptids. There's unconfirmed, discredited, proposed, extinct, confirmed, and hoax. So unconfirmed would be like Bigfoot, where there's people that believe in him, but there's no confirmation if he's actually even real or not. Discredited, like the Dover Demon is one of them that was said, which is like not even close. Proposed, like there's, I think people are just kind of coming with ideas for it, which would be like Phantom Cat. For extinct would be the Andean Wolves. Confirmed, which would be like the platypus. Hoax is the Thetis Lake Monster.
Wait, platypi fit in this?
Yeah, so here's the thing that I learned is that there are a lot of cryptids that were proven correct. Not that they were supernatural, but it's just
they were in that
cryptid area because there was a lot of stories, some of them even to like a somewhat of a supernatural extent of like these mystical creatures we have no idea what they are. And they turned out to be like a platypus or the Komodo dragon or the giant squid, which is very recently proven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The soft-shelled turtle or the okapi. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
O-K-A-P-I.
Sounds okay.
But I know there's a lot. There's a lot more inside of that area as well. So it's interesting. What I find fascinating about it is because I've always put them in this category of like, oh, they're like these extraordinary beings. But really it's like with the platypus, people are like, oh, it's this, imagine like this thing with a duck bill and it also has beaver tail and also has poison. Uh-huh. It can like kill people. You're like, all right, that sounds like some unicorn. And they're like, yeah, but it's right over there.
Well, that's like people say, like, you know, nobody wants to believe in a horse with a horn.
Right.
Unicorn. But yeah, we'll believe in this giant long neck spotted creature known as a giraffe. And
right.
It's because
rhinos,
we see it in the
physical. Which are just fat unicorns.
Yeah.
So.
Unicorns need a diet. So that's what kind of took me with the whole idea of it is just because people speak about them in these kind of like supernatural terms doesn't mean they are. They could just be a creature mm-hmm. we haven't really understood yet. And we're taking this from the language of the people at the time.
Mm-hmm. And I think also because growing up very like legalistically, not, mm-hmm. you know, there was very little room for like spirituality and supernatural, like you didn't really think that way.
Yeah.
It was just like, this is how God told us to live and we're gonna do that.
Right.
But when I started looking into it and realizing like, you know, we're spiritual beings.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole spiritual realm. I don't think you can necessarily, well, at least I couldn't, discredit that there are things that are also a part of this that we don't know about.
Right.
We're in a physical world. We see things physically, and sometimes we get a little too comfortable in that and forget we're spiritual beings. Mm-hmm. Obviously, angels, demons are in the Bible, and the Bible doesn't necessarily say there are no ghosts. Even
right.
when the apostles saw Jesus, they were like, he's a ghost. It's a ghost.
Right.
And he's like, he didn't say, ghosts aren't real, guys. He said, touch my hands. Feel me. I'm physical. I'm here. He didn't say, that's ridiculous. Don't believe that. Like, there's no such thing.
Yeah, so I wrote a little something for this too. So I know specifically today we're not going to dive totally into the supernatural side of it. We might dip our toes in there here and there. But the main focus is on just the three main ones that we're going to focus on. We've got some stories about them. Just kind of talking about them and just kind of have some fun with this one. So, but hey, anyway, lemon drop, cheers.
Cheers.
These are sweet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
dragon.
I like him a lot. My chaos shots.
That's
actually is very good.
Do I have sugar?
You can lick the rim. There's sugar on it.
Anyway.
So I'm going to hide that in here. But anyway, let me read this. Because I think for me, at least it sets up, I want to hear you guys' thoughts about it, too.
My mom's going to see this.
Oh, sorry, Mom.
Nothing.
I just had water.
Yeah, just colored water. That's all. A lot of food coloring in this one. So I just have this. It's titled A Word of Caution, which I think we need to be aware of kind of diving into anything in this kind of area. So first is to recognize where our boundaries are. The supernatural world is fascinating and mind-boggling. I believe it's important to understand a level of it because there is a part of the supernatural world that is waging war on us. There are those that give our supernatural enemies too much power. There are those that give them too little. They are more powerful than humans. They are smarter than humans, but we serve the one that is more powerful than them. Just because of that, it doesn't give you free rein to do whatever you like. God has given us commands and we need to follow them. Just because I know I'm capable of killing a bear with a gun doesn't mean that I'm going to go play with one. I can seek to learn about one so I know when I may be under threat of it, but I will not play its games and invite it into my house. And I think that sums up my thoughts with this whole conversation of just anything in general. It's like it's super fascinating. I have a tendency to go a little too far a lot of times, so I need to keep myself in check. But yeah. I think it's important for us, especially as Christians, to look into this a little bit and really have an idea of what's going on, but understand where our limitations are that God set.
Yeah, and I think even to clarify,
yeah,
so nobody thinks I'm like using a Ouija board. Like in the Old Testament, he is very specific about don't try to figure out the future.
Yep.
Don't try to summon the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. And I think part of that is because there's so much we don't know.
Yeah.
And how much we're disconnected from that spiritual realm, living in a physical one, that I think it's for our own good to stay away from that. Because there's so much we don't know, and I think a lot we can't know.
I think stuff that we shouldn't know.
That it's for, and I mean, think of his laws back then. They were for their safety, to set them apart.
Right.
It's not because he's like, well, I'm just going to make rules. It's like, no, I want to keep
you guys. I really like doing this.
Yeah, I want to keep you guys safe and secure, and this is one of my rules. And I think it still does apply. Like, you should not be messing around with that just because there's so much we don't know. But then I also think there is a fine line where it's okay to wonder about it. It's okay to question it. It's okay to, like, be like, how does this affect my life?
Mm-hmm. So I know you guys have stories, too. Do you have, like, so for me personally, I have supernatural stories of different demonic or angelic encounters. But I don't have anything with, like, a cryptid, per se. So do you guys have anything that you want to share?
Should we start with Dogman?
I have a story I'd like to share.
Yeah.
It didn't happen to me, but it was told to me by a friend who I trust, so I know she's
and
not,
live
like,
close
just,
by.
You know, making something up. So this happened back in 2017, and that summer was, like, weird vibe anyway. We saw, like, weird lights out over the lake, just different stuff. So my friend lives about 15 minutes, I'd say, away, and she lives in, like, a housing development. And she, one day we were hanging out, and she's like, hey, I have to tell you about this because, like, I know you're super into, like, cryptid stuff, and I don't know what this would have been. So in our house, like, they had some, like, weird things happen that you could say are, like, it's a ghost, it seems kind of paranormal, but, like, she didn't really think anything
just
of it.
Just weird things in their house.
Yes.
Okay.
And so her mom is going out to leave for work, and one of their neighbors called her over and was like, hey, that creature's back, and it's been trying to climb up into your second story window. And her mom's like, what are you talking about? And this guy was, like, in charge of the homeowners association. He was, like, kind of mean. And so her
also, your grass,
like,
is too long.
What the heck? And I should also mention at this time, they were having issues with dogs going missing and dogs just, like, barking at the woods. And they couldn't figure it out. And she had stopped taking her dog, like, over to her mom's house. So her mom's talking to this guy and she's like, what do you mean a creature? Like a raccoon? Like, is something, like, clawing at the garden? What's happening? And the guy's like, no, it's that creature. It's standing up on its back legs and it's looking up into your second floor window. And so our mom's like, what is he talking about? So that same day before she talked to her mom, one of her school friends had been visiting the area and had called her and was like, I didn't know you had wolves like so big around there. And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, I've never seen a wolf in this area.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, my dad, my brother and I were driving and we see this thing cross the road and it was really tall. And when we got up to it, it was hunched over. It was like this huge wolf. It was dark and it was just hunched over on the side of the road. And so my friend's like kind of freaking out because what she's saying is kind of matching up with what her mom is saying later. And so like she that whole summer was like uneasy whenever she'd hear like something outside or like a creak in the house would be like,
what is that?
And so naturally I'm like, it's dog man.
like obvi.
Yeah, that's why I was like, you didn't know that.
I've also, from multiple people, including myself, in this area where Jillian lives, there are like just strange things in the sky that just disappear within an instant. Mm-hmm. Like you'll be watching it, and then all of a sudden it's just.
And we've tried chasing them.
We did. We saw one, and we were trying to follow it, and then all of a sudden it was just gone.
Wow.
And I know a coworker of mine who also, she'll drive to this area, and she said she was driving back, and there was just something in the sky, and it kept doing those pivot turns way too fast to be a plane, anything. And then she said all of a sudden, the next thing I know, it's just gone.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So, what about that?
So, anyway, we're done here.
We said all we need
if I could drop this mic, I would. Yeah, so I think that's what is difficult about a lot of this stuff, too, is because when you hear this, like, that sounds ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And it's like, because it kind of is.
It is. But you know what also is ridiculous? A man surviving in a fish for 3 years. But if you believe in a God who is all-powerful and all-knowing... You have like
this can't
me,
be that much further.
If I'm to believe that, if I'm to believe a guy put two of each kind of animal in his little boat or big boat, and him and his family were just rocking around in the completely flooded earth, to me it's like, well, I can't completely just say no. I'm too scared to think about that. I don't want to. I'm not gonna deal with it.
Trey's got an easy out for that. He just doesn't believe it.
Were you scared?
Actually, I heard that these things don't come around if you have negative energy, so that's probably
And that's another
why.
Thing.
Your vibes are off. That's what's going
on. It's like, no.
I just feel the vibe, man.
The crypt is like, his vibes are off. I'm out.
Yeah. Bro, fix yourself. But I do think you do have to be careful because... If you really want to believe it, you can make your mind believe anything. And that's why I am pretty critical of things, but I have to be completely honest. There are some things where I'm like, I have no idea what that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do want to be very critical of other people's stories, see if it lines up. And you have to be.
Yes.
You can't just blindly say everything that somebody says is accurate.
Right.
Because it's
probably not.
Because it could not be.
Right. And I think especially when it comes to stuff like this, because of... There are people that want a quick, you know, nice story to tell people or something like that. So there is, like, that level of understanding that needs to be there. But then there's some people that tell, you know, the same story over and over. There's, like, whole podcast. I found one on YouTube the other day. It's Dogman Encounters. And they have one about Bigfoot encounters. And I think there's another one, too.
Yeah.
But it's, like, the entire show is based on that one in particular cryptid.
They're, like, we're going to go through. Well, it's
And
a
it's, like, a four-hour podcast.
Yeah. Well, and also there's a lot of military that have
That's
stories
most of, the guys
of
on
things
there.
They've seen.
Yeah.
There's one for, like, is it the Polk?
Yeah.
There's like a military base and they have something called box witches. And it's basically when you see something you can't explain. And this guy has a whole Instagram page where he just tells stories for people who are like, I don't want to publicly come out because they'll tell stories of just these things they've seen and they have no idea. But it's so many people. Mm. And even then, it's not just like in one area. So many cultures have different cryptids and things that they can't explain, things that they fear.
Yeah.
And you can't completely discount that.
It's true. And on top of that, too, to throw the extra level of it, the rationability for people is sometimes it is just a normal animal that we've never experienced in that way before. Like the platypus, for example, is a great one. Or like the Komodo dragon's another one. Like that was such a mythical being for people. We finally... discovered it and you know, analyze and we're like, oh, cool. It's just a, like the biggest land lizard or biggest yeah. living lizard that we know of today.
Yeah. But there's also, you know, there were the men of renown who were this Nephilim human hybrid. And there right. was crazy things that we don't really completely understand.
And that's the double, that's like the double side
like,
to it.
Kind of there's, be like, oh,
yeah. And again, there's a side that's like, oh, it is just a rash, like a normal physical being that we're familiar with. We just haven't experienced in that way before. The other side of it's like, it could have just been yeah. a supernatural right. being or some kind of, you know,
well,
tampering,
and then,
I guess.
Even then, too, there's, you know, we like to easily have an explanation mm-hmm. for it. So yeah. like the Leviathan and Joe, they're like, oh, that was just a, what did I say? A hippo, I think. Even though the description right. is like, Behemoth and Leviathan, those are the two big ones. But
yeah.
I think what kind of trips people up, and it definitely did for me too, getting into it, is I come from a background where it's like, oh, that's just, that's nothing. That's like, that was a hippo or a rhino or something. Like, you don't, that's fine. And then you kind of overlook it, and then you find that you're reading the Bible, not reading it for like what the words are on the page, you're reading mm-hmm. it for how you were told to read it.
Right.
So like you'll read, oh, there were giants in the land. Okay, yeah. What does that mean?
Cool.
Like, back up.
Well, then on top of that, we're like, oh, yeah, and David and Goliath, he fought a giant. We're like, oh, cool. Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
What? Giants?
I've seen a tall person.
No, I don't think so. So it is funny. Again, there is that like, invisible script that we read from a lot of times, which is just a worldview and upbringing that makes sense.
Or when we were researching this, and I know this is kind of like on the ghost topic, but just to, because scripture doesn't, it's not like, oh, yeah, Bigfoot, and you have... Like,
right. but, when I created the Bigfoot...
And I think that's where it gets into, like, the Bible...
And on day seven, God
said... The Bible has a very specific... Well, there be some weird things.
He's right? like, I'm going to rest, but real quick.
Oh, let me just add a little...
I'm like, confused, Avery. Why?
Check this out.
But, I mean, I think that's... The Bible has a very specific story to tell, and it's the story of Christ, the story about, like, our salvation, mm-hmm. and I think... Anybody can get that story. You yes. don't have to be a theologian. You can get that story because that is the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to understand the history and the background, you yeah. have to read the other books, like Enoch and the Septuagint. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
That has Daniel 14, where it has Daniel killing yeah. the dragon. And that's things that they're not in our Bible because they don't lend to the story of Christ.
Right.
But that doesn't mean they're a lie.
Go for it, Trey.
Oh, I was just going to explain that the Septuagint is the Greek translation of the Bible.
Yes.
And then the Book of Enoch would fall under Apocrypha or like Deuterocanonical books.
Okay.
But yeah, Apocrypha. Yeah, sure.
But no, like to your point, though, it is important to understand. I'm going to pass these out. I just made these here, so they're not the prettiest looking, but I hope they taste
okay. What is this again?
This is a whiskey sour.
Oh, wow.
I'm so embarrassed.
Oh.
Wait, y'all haven't started drinking yet?
Cut!
Not yet. We're starting. Cut. I saw you. I was like, oh, we're behind.
I've been sipping.
Oh, no. Cheers.
Oh. What's in this?
I might have put too much egg in it.
No, what's that? Is that a rock?
Oh, yeah. That's a sipping stone. It's supposed to cool it down because of ice.
Oh. I was like,
You have rocks in this.
I like that you're like too much egg and like the whiskey immediately. I'm
I
like,
know.
Whoa.
Like, to be honest, I don't think there's
okay,
enough.
Okay, let's talk about cryptids.
All right. Anyway.
But Trey, have you read those like Greek translations or the books that were excluded from the canon?
Well, I don't really read Greek, so I haven't gotten into that, but...
There's translations.
No, the Septuagint is the
yeah, that's
is the
Bible.
Original. It's the Bible. It's our Bible.
That's the translation.
But it is the Bible, but there are
differences.
Yeah, yeah. You're talking
not
about
differences,
talking
but
about,
there's
like,
further. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's
yeah,
a whole
I've,
chapter
I've,
in it.
I've read bits of the Book of Enoch. First
okay,
and second
well.
Esdras, those kinds of things. I haven't really like studied them in depth, but yeah, I've read some of that.
I was just curious.
I know they're definitely more open to. They see it's funny how those texts, and then we also have like Gnostic gospels, like the Gospel of Timothy and the Gospel of Peter.
Mm.
Both that and like the Deuterocanonical stuff, they seem to be more open to like spiritual things, and they'll insert like more like cosmic reality type stuff. And you're like, whoa, dude, you were definitely
Which
on some shrooms when you wrote this.
No.
It's don't just a judge joke, them. Susan.
You don't know what they were doing.
From a non-believer. But before we, I guess to dive into it now, do you want to start with Dogman?
Well, yeah. We already basically
talked. We did a bit.
What it is.
Yeah, let's talk about like a description. If you have like another story that you'd like to, like a famous
Sorry,
one with that.
Let me just clear them.
Oh, yeah, clear the room.
All right, so I got my...
Who drank all this?
Notes all written
They actually
out,
brought
so.
Notes with them. They're,
I'm
going
to hold them right like this.
Remember
strange.
I prepared for an episode once.
What is that?
And then
what is that?
Trey and I cried at the end of it.
And I never did it again.
True.
Okay, so basically Dog Man, I think, is pretty much what you're picturing in your head.
It's not that far.
Like a werewolf. But like
the names aren't
not,
super creative.
Yes. Yeah. They're very to the point, which is nice.
Because right. Nothing else about it is.
It's a dog man.
They're like, wow, this is really confusing. The least we can do is make the name.
But he's like really tall.
Yeah. Gone.
So the first like allegedly witnessed sighting
Why'd
was
you do that?
Well,
why'd you
Well, because it's in 1887 and there were probably sightings before that, I would assume.
Okay, go on.
So it was basically loggers were out doing their thing and they saw this creature that's just wandering around their camp and they're like, what the heck? And so
fair.
They described it as 7 foot tall, blue eyed, or amber eyed. They couldn't tell. Bipedal canine-like animal with the torso of a man and a fearsome howl that sounds like a human scream. So again, very werewolf-like, but I don't think it's like a man transforming
in a dog.
Right.
Transforming into a dog.
A werewolf.
Oh, it's a dog man.
Sorry, we're not talking about that.
Sorry, this is awkward.
Dogs are canines,
Can you just
though,
do
to
it?
Be fair.
So one of the more famous sightings, and this, there's actually a picture which they haven't, I think the guy's like nephew has it now, and they still are like, it seems like a legit photo. Like he has the negatives and all that. So that was in 1961. Basically, this guy is a watchman. He's patrolling around. He sees from his stand this creature like kind of moving along the fence line and he wasn't positive what it was. So he like walks a little bit closer, like obviously has a gun. And when he gets closer, he notices that it's like this tall creature with like a dog head. So luckily, this guy was an avid photographer. So he had his camera on him at
those.
The time. And so the picture... it's basically like black and white photo. It's like kind of like a street and there's a street light and right beneath the street light, there's like this huge, like
burly
looking creature and it looks kind of scary.
I was scared.
I think I know which photo you're talking about. Yeah. It is scary.
It is. Yeah. I was like,
It's like, why is there this like oversized tiger or lion or whatever it is in the middle of the road?
Yes. And it, I don't know. It looks like it's peeking. And that's one thing that I've noticed in like people who get pictures or videos is of these like creatures is they do like kind of like peeking like around the tree. And I don't like that.
Not a fan.
Yeah. So
if you could stop doing that, that'd be great.
Yeah. Again, dog-like features. And then in 1987, there was actually a song called The Michigan Dog Man that a disc jockey made. And all the sightings after that watchman had his sightings, all of these stories came out like,
oh, wow,
I've actually seen something like that. And so, it was kind of like a joke though that the guy made the song, which is very common for it to be like, these people are crazy, they're seeing dogmen,
yeah.
But so that's basically that one. I know we've read other stories about, there's a lot that have to do with like the logging too, where they'll like come out during that.
I mean, there's so many sightings of it that people have actually started like accumulating, like there will be one who kind of is stalking you and then it's trying to lead you towards a group of them where they all attack. There's a lot of military stories about the dog men.
Those ones I hear mostly.
Where they're like, it's fur, or not even fur, because it's like... Someone, was this the one that somebody described as it looked like an inside out deer?
No, that's
never mind. That's a
different
even
one.
Freakier.
Different one.
Never mind. But it's like they'll talk about like its skin, whatever fur was blacker than black. It was sniffing around their camp. It moved incredibly fast, and they would say there were no footprints, but the evidence of it was there. It was rummaging through trash cans, and so it's not that they were like, "Oh, that's a weird footprint," but it could be this. There were no footprints, but there was this evidence of like things were turned over.
Yeah, and that's so it's funny with stuff like that. This is the funny side, is because we hear that, it's like, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Why would anyone believe that? And it's like, well, you know, the mountain grill was also a cryptid.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until someone shot it and brought it back to somewhere in Europe that they figured out, like, oh, there's a new gorilla we didn't know about, and it's massive.
Yeah. And I mean, when you look into it, again, you have to be careful because there are people who are just like,
some of them are just wackos.
Tell the story. Yeah. But those are so easily like, okay, well, this, and this is missing from your story. There's a huge hole. Yeah. Even if it is true, it's
even
still
the descriptions
like,
of it.
Hole.
Yeah.
But there's also people who are too afraid to say that I saw something really weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because of how people react to it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, again, I'm critical. I've been very critical to say that's not possible. No, no. And there's this weird, especially with aliens too, there's this weird, and I feel like Christian, at least where we grew up, whatever, that it's like, no, you can't believe in aliens. No, like, that's not possible. But it's like, why? Yeah. How does it hurt your story?
It doesn't do anything to my faith.
Exactly. The fact that there could be a dog man, a Bigfoot, aliens, that should not affect what Jesus did for you.
Right.
So that's why I'm not to disregard it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't challenge my faith. It makes me terrified.
that's the part that I'm on with it, is that if it's something that detracts from who God is, then there's probably a problem there.
Be very cautious with it.
Exactly. But it's like, nothing about this detracts who God is.
If anything, it makes your need for him
a little bit greater.
Like, oh, you're seeing this, right?
Yeah. I mean, even when we...
Because I think we get really comfortable with, like, the spiritual realm being... Yeah, we'll get there.
It's more of an idea.
When you die, you get there. It's fine. We don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
But then when you read these things, when you look into the Bible with this like, okay, what if it wasn't a hippo? What if it was something? It's this kind of like, it makes, to me, it makes reality more real. And it's like, wow, there's a lot I don't know.
Yeah.
Which I think we should get comfortable with.
Well, also,
if you think you've got it figured out and like, this is a natural world, things are going to happen like this. But then when I started delving into more of the supernatural, spiritual, it's like, I don't know anything. And this is horrifying that there. And I mean, they talk about a war in the heavens. There was spiritual battles that are going on and continue to go on.
Right.
That we need to think about more.
Yeah. And also, again, going back to like the stories and stuff. To put it in perspective again, is the idea of like using the language that we have available to us, the understanding we have available to us. Just like, you know, if you brought like George Washington to today's world, he'd be like, what the hell? What is this magic? And then now have him go back and try to explain one thing to someone. And his mind would be blown. He's like, oh, it's a thing with a.
They're like,
so you're insane. But then again, you know, go 1,000 years from now, we don't have to go that far probably. People looking back would think we're absolute cavemen.
Yeah.
And it's like putting that all into perspective, it's like we can only work with the understanding we have right now.
And it does take work. Like this stuff isn't, you know, you flip, it's all there. Like,
of course.
Like you do. You have to know what words mean, know the history, know the culture, know like... It takes work, but I think, you know, without delving too far into it where you're getting to a point that's kind of like, you should not open that door.
True.
But, you know, having an understanding like this could be possible is my opinion.
Yeah.
So, which is correct.
Time's going way too fast. I don't like that. So let's move on to Mothman real quick.
Okay.
And I'm excited for this one because I also, with Daniel Markovich, who is on, get the pics. Daniel Mark was not involved in this project, but we did a Mothman documentary. It's like a comedy documentary thing. It's on YouTube. You can look it up. It's fun. Get the pics. I'm on it.
I think this is the one I could be wrong, but to me, most people are familiar with, like, mm-hmm. if you say Mothman, yeah. it's kind of one, like,
I think he's one of, like, the top five. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
My personal favorite.
Whatever.
I love that guy.
Been there.
So, this one, 1966, there was two young couples from Point Pleasant, West Virginia, mm-hmm. Roger and Linda, and then Steve and Mary, and they told the police that they saw a large gray creature whose eyes were glowing red when the car's headlights picked them up. So they saw this, like, bleh.
Yeah.
They described it as a large flying man with 10-foot wings following their car while they were driving in an area outside of town known as the TNT area. Mm-hmm. This is a site of a former World War II, what is it, plant.
Yeah, so, where they make TNT yeah, and bombs.
Did I
yeah.
really ever
been there too? But
so during
me too. So.
Yeah, I didn't ask.
Have you been there?
So what? Oh, I'm not worthy. So during the next few days, other people reported similar sightings. Two volunteer firemen who saw it said it was a large bird with red eyes. There's a county sheriff that commented that he believed the sightings were due to an unusual large heron.
Hmm. Very unusual.
Which is a little
so
odd because have you seen a heron flying at night?
Yeah, with glowing red eyes.
Yeah,
and it's shaped like a monster.
Yeah, like a man.
Again,
you know how
not
herons,
very creative.
Yeah,
but
you know how herons kind of look like men sometimes. You're like, who's that? Oh, it's a bird.
And he's jacked too. Yeah. I've seen the statue.
Oh, yeah. You know how herons have like 10-foot wingspan?
Yeah.
I don't know if that they might.
I don't know. No, I said, like, yeah, I know, of course.
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous.
I'm very aware.
So there was a contractor named Newell. Hmm? He told the sheriff that he aimed a flashlight at the creature in a nearby field, and its eyes glowed like bicycle reflectors.
Hmm.
The red ones.
Thanks for clarifying.
And he blamed the buzzing noises from his television set and then disappeared. Oh, and then there was a disappearance of his German Shepherd. Like, it just vanished. Which, there is a big connection between dogs and cryptids. Bigfoot apparently hates dogs.
Mm. I mean, I feel like that's a pretty common thing with dogs. Just in,
people
just
hate them.
In the supernatural in general. It's like, oh, they have, like, another sense. They can feel these
animals
things.
Animals in general, yeah.
But dogs seem to be the ones that people go to. Oh, he's dead the whole time.
No, oh stop.
I've never even seen it.
So then there was a biologist, and again, these are things people who, it's not like a bum on a street, which not that you shouldn't believe them because they are people.
True.
But it's this, it furthers the case that these are people with jobs. These are firemen, mm-hmm. contractors. The next one's a biologist.
Seemingly people have no reason to make it up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which unfortunately, if they weren't, you would be more inclined to be like, meh. Which
right.
you shouldn't. So this biologist at West Virginia University told reporters that the descriptions and sightings all fit the Sandhill crane, a large American, you know, the glowing red eyes. Mm-hmm. So a large American crane almost as high as a man with a 7-foot wingspan featuring circles of reddish coloring around the eyes. Reddish coloring.
Hmm.
Not glowing.
But they don't have jacked abdominals.
The bird,
yeah, right.
The bird may have wandered
have
out
ever
of his.
Seen them all?
Doesn't add up.
The bird may have wandered out of its migration route and therefore was unrecognized at first because it was not native to this region. You know how you confuse birds with giant
moths.
Whoa,
look at that sandhill crane. Oh, wait, no. That's a moth.
But a man.
But also a man. With washboard abs. I don't know why I keep bringing it up.
Actually,
the statue is very defined.
A little bit later down. If you want to go ahead and read that.
Due to
right
the popularity
there.
Of the Batman television series, the fictional superhero Batman and his rogues gallery were prominently featured in the public eye. While the villain Killer Moth did not appear in the show, the comic book influence of both him and Batman is believed by some to have influenced the coinage of the term Mothman in local newspapers. Does that make
That's kind of cool.
So,
did that make sense?
Yeah.
It better off.
But so what's unique about the Mothman is no one's seen him since.
Well, I'm not.
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
The biggest part is coming. December 15th, 1967, the collapse of the Silver Bridge and the death of 46 people. This incident gave rise to the legend and connection of Mothman sightings to the bridge collapse. So the Mothman Prophecies 2002 mm-hmm. is a major motion picture, which you all should see, mm-hmm. Loosely based on the 1975 book at the time by John Keel with the name Mothman Prophecy. Mm-hmm. So according to the Georgian newspaper, this Russian UFOologist,
You'll make it.
Where you at?
Too many UFO logist. Claim that the Mothman
this person
in Moscow foreshadowed the 1999 Russian apartment bombings. Hmm. So there is also this connection of Mothman, which is why it's called the Mothman Prophecies, yeah. that he's either warning people of what's coming, like mm-hmm. a disaster, or he's causing the disaster to cause. Either way, he's yeah. seen as like this prophecy
like a prophetic cryptid. Yeah.
You know how men and
like if you moth- see him yeah, something yeah. bad is probably gonna
yeah.
happen.
Like a bad, yeah, it's run.
Which is it's funny in comparison to that where Dogman, everyone's like, oh yeah, he's bad.
Like, not a good
this
dude.
This guy's so sweet.
What yeah. a sweet little cuddly fellow.
Yeah, and I mean most people are like, no one wants to see a giant moth in the sky.
Right.
I don't even want to
hold
see
on.
A
hold on.
Oh, the abs I got would. You.
Why would you
I've
want to see that? I don't want to see a
is
small one in my apartment. Why would I want a massive one?
Is it just glowing red eyes? I just lure you right in.
I just so, wants to cuddle.
When we did... He just went to PB&J, you know?
What's up?
they have he likes
little...
it.
Whoa.
So when we did the Mothman documentary... the lady we talked to was at the museum that was like one of four stores there that's open in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Uh-huh. So we asked her, like, have you had any weird things happen to you? And she said that one time she had these two men dressed in black, dressed in these suits, come in and ask some questions just about stuff in general. She's like, you know, it just seemed kind of weird that people would come in dressed like that. I think it was during the festival they have there every year. And so usually everyone's just dressed in whatever clothes. She's like, maybe it's just like cosplayers. Mm-hmm. I think it was during the festival.
Yeah.
I might be messing up the story. But all I know is she was like, it was kind of weird. These people were asking some strange questions. And then what was really weird to her and kind of made her remember this was before they left, they asked if they could have some black licorice. Mm-hmm. And she was like, weird. I'm like, why is that weird? Well, it's weird because I like black licorice, but it's weird that people like it, you know? But also, that was like, was it in the 50s?
Yeah.
That was like a very common thing to give guests or anyone who came
just
in.
Just to have a bowl of black licorice out for
yeah.
people to take.
So she said it was weird that they would request that. It's like, does it mean anything? Is it made up? Were they just joking? Most likely, maybe. But it's just kind of strange that it's around
that
the Mothman
thing. That
is very
common, though, especially with... alien encounters, like people going to the house and being like, better not talk about this. Yeah. Shut up. But then that leads into, because I know with definitely Bigfoot and other cryptids,
yeah,
they're always associated with like a spike in like UFO sightings. So could Mothman be an alien? I don't know.
I don't either.
A genetically modified.
But I'd love to make up an answer.
Mothman. Come on,
man. Come on, buddy. It doesn't really speak well, but.
Yeah, but that's probably the most popular cryptid, I would assume.
Yeah, probably followed only by, Skunk Ape and Bigfoot.
I would say Bigfoot. I think Skunk Ape is.
It's a little more niche,
it's
probably.
It's more...
Well, it's like a version of Bigfoot.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah.
He's like the Florida cousin.
Isn't that weird cousin?
He's the cool cousin. Oh, weird. Yeah, sure.
Gross Florida cousin.
So what I will say about Skunk Ape going to this one, but also Mothman...
He stinks.
The one thing I noticed that they have in common... So we were in Georgia, and they had the statue of Bigfoot, and I was like, wow... They really put a lot of detail into the statue.
For something that's not real and nobody's seen.
But also, I noticed the same amount of detail in Mothman, which is his booty cheeks.
Very voluptuous.
Very well defined.
asked for you to say they're not.
I can't remember how tall, what he looked like, what color his fur was, but
I can remember all those things, but I can also remember.
Honestly, it's only similar to the crane. They are also known for well sculpted.
Obviously.
Along with their glowing red eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course. But tell us about the old skunk ape, which is the weirdest name, because it's actually not easy to figure out than like Mothman.
But there's
and
also
Dogman.
A very specific reason.
Because like when I heard a skunk ape, I was like, oh, it's a mix between a skunk and an ape.
That's almost more horrifying.
I know. And it wasn't.
So basically it's the Florida Bigfoot. So take everything you know about Bigfoot and just
make it Florida.
Make it summer.
The Everglades. Yeah.
Yes. So the big difference is I know there's some Bigfoot encounters where they're like, it smelled really bad and then he jumped up out of the brush and I saw him. But the skunk ape specifically smells like a skunk, which I know skunks aren't. I think there's skunks in Florida, but they're not very common. So like when you smell it,
I haven't seen one yet. So.
That's well,
disgusting.
So when you smell it, you know what it is. Cause like if you're not seeing skunks every day and
true. Why not make it 10 feet tall?
Washboard abs.
Oh, I thought you went. Oh, I'm going to skip that part.
They're fighting.
I'm sorry. So again, it's like Bigfoot. It's this tall 7 to 10 foot creature, lives in the swamp. That's another reason why it
reeks.
If I could say it's probably just a Bigfoot. That is living in the swamp and smell. They don't smell good. So
if I had fur and lived in the swamp, I wouldn't smell that great.
So there are photographs and videos and like footprints that they're like getting analyzed. I'm not gonna say that.
I don't even know how to say that, but
they're also
is
known for being cannibal.
Really?
So yes. There is a
little family of skunk apes.
There is a name that I don't know how to pronounce, but it roughly translates to cannibal giant.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind.
It's in my mind.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't really have much else to say. It's pretty much
well, so one of the first reports
Florida.
Was in 1818. And they spoke of a man-sized monkey or ape raiding food stores and stalking fishermen in the swamp.
They like stalking. They're lurkers, I've noticed.
They're predators.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, they like to peek.
Peep and talk.
They go,
would you guys go on? Yep. Got any games?
Y'all got any games on your phone?
Oh, they just want candy and they're like,
y'all got
trick or treat.
Yeah. Some people will say it's just a black bear.
But it's like 10 feet
that's
tall,
brown.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that a black bear like that skunk. Smells like horrible and looks like an ape. And that's a lot of the cryptids. I think a lot of people write it off as a misidentified something in our natural world. But if people are interested in getting more into it and researching it, there are so many sightings. Of people who are like, I just got this really bad feeling. And like, I was just listening to one and this woman was like, you know, she lived in like the mountains and she's like, I had to drive down for work 5 a.m. all the time. I made this route. I would see animals all the time. I'd see raccoons. I'd see deer. I'd see coyotes. And she's like, one day I just saw something with glowing red eyes that were set just a little too far apart than I'm used to. And so she stopped to see what it was. And she has this whole story of she was just petrified. And it was this ape-like creature and just walked across her car. And that, I mean, that's someone who takes the same route to work every day.
Sure.
And she was, at this time, she had written the story down like right away, but she told no one. She told her son, I think. And it was because she's like, who's going to believe me? Who's going to believe that I saw this? So I think it was 30 years later, she was telling the story on the podcast. And she's like, I wrote it down. So this is exactly what I wrote then, and this is what I saw. And she's like, I didn't know how to explain it. She's like, I'd taken that route all the time. I know what Like, I know the creature's there. And she's like, I cannot explain this, but I'm also not going to tell anyone because they're going to laugh at me.
It makes sense.
But it's like, yeah. You know, it's normal people.
Yeah.
Just going to work. And there's something, and it's, you know, it's hard to discount when there's so many. Obviously, you have to discount.
Well, and
to
throw on top of that, too, I mentioned the soft-shelled turtle earlier, which is, I think it's just somewhere in China.
Yeah.
It's like, it's supposed to be this, like, royal creature. But I think it turns out there's only like 3 left in the world. So it's something like, it's like, it's so rare. It's like, it's extremely rare. It's like, people are like, oh, why wouldn't I see it? It's like, because there's not very many. And so on top of that, too, you throw into how much of even the ocean. I think we've only explored like 5% of the ocean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, there's so much we don't know.
Things get washed up every day where they're like,
yeah. I mean, they discover a new thing every day. You know, whether it's just like a little microorganism, mm-hmm. but it's like something new is being discovered we didn't know existed.
And that's the physical world.
There was even like, it wasn't even 10 years ago, they discovered like 4 new species of birds that they never mm-hmm. realized existed.
Or some that they originally thought were extinct because they were in writings and people would draw them. They're like, we've never seen this bird.
Yeah.
And then later they're like, is that bird?
Yeah. Oh, what the?
But so again, I know Trey, you were like, they can't hide that well. Some things can hide that well.
Well, especially, again, if they're extremely rare like that.
And you
like,
adapt.
Even the turtles. It's like, that's something that has been proven that is also shown to be so extremely rare that you're lucky if you ever see one.
Yeah. And on top of that, that's a natural physical animal that we didn't even know until recently. Or that. So tack on top of that, this supernatural aspect.
Mm-hmm.
It probably can hide that well.
Yeah, right. But yeah, so Trey, do you wanna give us a summary and give us your closing thoughts on this?
His face is saying no to all of that.
He's just like, please, no.
Do you want me to summarize this? And
I mean, if you have any summary or any notes to throw onto this whole conversation. Well,
all right, so the things I've noticed, and I hope I want to hear one of the three of you give like a theological, like, what do we do with this theologically? But for me, I'm not theologically. Yeah, these things are possible. I don't see why not. I think, you know, on an evolutionary basis, these things could pop out at a you know, if following like Darwin's birds, you know, they were different variations of the same bird, but that could happen on larger scales like this. So I'm not going to discredit that. But from a, so I'm a theology nerd by day, but by night I'm like a Jungian nerd. So I get into the Jungian psychology. And so that side of me, when I listen to these things and I pick up, well, in all 3 instances of these cryptic creatures, what do they all have in common? They all have anthropomorphic qualities, and they're all masculine. Why is that a recurring theme? So I'm wondering, what does that say of, and this is even, I mean, this is hard to stomach just as much as, you know, the idea of cryptic, because Jungian psychology can be out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it sounds like it would be more useful and utilitarian to question what is going on in my own self that I project these things onto these creatures that I don't have a great image of, right? So why are they all masculine, and why are they all like beastly humans? So to me, that just sounds like we have not integrated that part of who we're supposed to be. We haven't integrated this animalistic, and this fits in perfectly with the Westernized Christian psyche that we all have developed collectively, mm-hmm. that we would project masculine and beastly creatures onto what might be just a bear or something, right? Because mm-hmm. because we have been taught to repress those things in ourselves rather than integrate them, and that's doesn't even fit into this topic, but.
That's a big question.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys have anything you want to jump in with. If not, I can.
I feel like that's more of a, I don't know the right word, reading into it more like a literary, how you would. So you're saying, why don't you look at yourself and see why you're projecting, which I kind of don't love the word projecting. I think some people do. Obviously, you see the world based on who you are and you're shaped by the world. And so like when you see something, a little bit of yourself is that's how you view it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also, when you say projecting, I feel like you're discounting a
well,
lot
and
of
that's
what
the
people
thing.
Have said
I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to discount it. I'm just trying to be as rational as necessary. So I'm not invalidating claims. I think that it's totally possible. Like I said, it's totally possible. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they all have these qualities overlapping, and the fact that they're so rare, and the fact of, well, how are they surviving if they're so small? Like, is it this just some small nuclear family of these creatures that follow this incestuous line where it's like two kids and that's it? And maybe that's how they're evolving. I don't know. But
I feel like this lends a little bit to, like, if you researched it, I think you would change a little bit of what you're saying, to be fair. It does sound like it's like, there's just two in this mountain and that's all. But there's not. And there may be more and more sightings than you think there are, especially if you're not delving into this world of it. There's a lot of things that I'm surrounded by every day and I have no idea just because I don't research it. I don't look mm-hmm. into it. But there's somebody who does. And I think it is important to look at yourself and how you're viewing these things mm-hmm. because it, you know, we see things based on what we want to see.
Yeah.
But to say the, you know, man-beast thing, there is, like, a, I think we can't get into it because there's so much there, but there is, like, especially in an Old Testament kind of mm-hmm. idea about that, of this hybrid of man and beast. And mm-hmm. we also see that in the Bible with a hybrid between this angel, demon, Nephilim, and humanity. So there is, in a sense, crossbreeding there. So there, but I don't think we should get into that because it's like a rabbit trail.
That's one, that's a 4-part 1-hour series.
Yeah, and I know some people are looking at me like,
what the heck? But so what I will say to appease some of the rational thinkers approaching this is open your mind, bro.
You fool.
No, so what I will say is you have to recognize with these stories is that this is someone speaking out of fear as well. They've experienced something they don't understand, they don't recognize, so they're gonna apply whatever they understand to that. One of the biggest fears that I think any person has is of other people. And so when we see something that is so insane, we're going to try to add, and if it scares us on that level, we're going to add this humanization side to it. Because I don't think anyone can scare us as much as another human being. At least when we try to view something as like an equal, it's like, I'm so terrified. This thing is so much bigger than I am. I'm going to add a humanization to mm-hmm. it. And so I think that's what a lot of what we hear, those overlaps. I think that's where a lot of
also,
that can
come
from.
Also, we're going to describe it based on what we know.
Right.
You're yeah. like when you dog man. Yeah, it looked like a dog and a man. Well, how else are you going to describe
and
it?
Because
that's what you know.
If something is more bipedal like that too, you're going to ascribe that kind
you're
of
like
idea
you're like monkey.
To it.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Which is exactly what they did with the gorilla, the mountain mm-hmm. gorilla.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's a ape man thingy. I don't remember what the actual name of it was.
By God, he's right. You know the things that, like, they, it's 2 feet, not 4, 2, and they have hands.
Yeah, but that is a really big question that I'd love to go into more at another time.
Unfortunately, we can't buy.
Because Andy's like, we gotta go.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
But I think those are very good questions to ask. And I think that's important too with all of this, like we said. It's very interesting and there's so much inside of this, mm-hmm. but you do need to keep a level of scrutiny to yeah. it.
Oh, with anything. Like yeah. anything that you would, this especially. And yeah. like obviously look at it with a critical eye. Uh-huh. You have to. Mm-hmm. But I do think it does have a place and it should be thought about because this is, you know, the enemy is out there.
Right.
But it's something you don't want to completely discount either. Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, to me, it's really interesting. If you believe in a God
mm-hmm.
who can do this, this, and this, there's this whole world that we are just unaware of.
Yeah.
Sometimes ignorantly, blissfully so, to where I think, you know, we shouldn't be. But mm-hmm. there's also, I think it does have a place theologically, and it would help us learn more about who we are spiritually and what this has to do with our spirituality and where do mm-hmm. we go from here, which is really knowing yourself more. You're a spiritual being. You have, you know, physical attributes, but you are a spiritual being.
Mm-hmm. Jillian, do you have any closing thoughts?
Well, I would like to know, Trey.
Hearing
these stories that you totally believe that everything is real.
You had nothing.
I guess everyone can answer this. What do you find that's more believable? Like, do you buy more into like cryptids or the alien aspect, or like, obviously, I think we're all on board with like the supernatural-ish aspect. So like, what's more real? You know,
you're asking the wrong guy.
Not that you believe in it, but what do you find that could be the most believable?
I think the I think the question I'm most comfortable answering is, which do I want to be most believable? For that, I think I'm gonna go with aliens. I think aliens are definitely a possibility, and there's definitely
more. How would you describe
more...
an alien?
Wrong podcast. Different episode.
Cut it out.
Extraterrestrial. just extraterrestrial beings, not of this earth, but also physical, not supernatural. So
yeah,
I think we don't have the ability to know if there's something else out there, you know, but. Wait, anyways, I'm not going to go down that rabbit
Without
hole.
Without a doubt, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, hey, I want to talk more about this another time. I say this at the end of all of our guests, I feel like. There's so
we'll
much.
Just go.
There is, again, they hear me say this every single time. There's so much more to talk about.
Always.
But so we kind of dived into one aspect of it. I want to dive into another aspect of it, too, another time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll definitely have you guys on. Thanks for being here.
Thanks
for joining. Thanks for sharing.
What's up? Best guest you've ever had?
I don't remember saying
wow.
that.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all are definitely
a mind reader.
The best two guests we've had.
Female guests. Oh wait, no, you have.
But you guys are also artists. Where can people find your stuff? If you
on
have stuff
wall.
To show. Look around.
Well, my website is gldartwork.com, and I have the same handle on Instagram.
She does do cryptid art, which is...
It's pretty cool.
Buy it. It's awesome, especially if you're into this stuff. And even if you're not, just buy it.
I need the money, so please.
And
remember the artist part.
I have to pay for my artist. And I'm on Instagram at SULLE.art. Suli.
Suli.art. So check those out. And thank you so much to Maximize Digital Media and Annie Yuli for producing this episode.
Oh,
and
Trey,
we'll
what are we
on the
next
do? One?
Yeah.
It's so hard. Oh my goodness.
Don't forget to hit that like button and smash that subscribe.
Smash the subscribe.
Right.
And the-
yeah.